Shmini was on the eighth day. This eighth day was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. There were the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the 7 days where Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and then took it down, and there were special karbonas that were brought during the Yimei HaMiluim. By Yom HaShmini, the eighth day after the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, that is when the Mishkan was up, Fius. So by Yom HaShmini, Chara Moshe, La'aron u'levonon u'lezikne Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu called Aaron and his sons and to the Zakenim of Yisrael. The word Vayihi, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, in the beginning of the Gemara says Vayihi is always a lashon of Tzara. Well, the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara comes out, the Vayihi could sometimes be referring to a time of Tzara, and sometimes to a time of Simcha. Vayihi Bimei, like in the Vayihi Bimei HaChashverish, that is referring to Tzara. But it's not the word Vayihi, could be this or that. Now on this day, on this eighth day, there was an Inyan of Simcha. Gemara says that the day that the Mishkan was put up, this is by Yom HaShmini, there was a Simcha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the day that He created heaven and earth. So Vayihi represents Simcha over here. But it also represents an Inyan of Tzar, because it was the day that two great Tzadikim, Nadav and Avihu, they were Nifter, so the Vayihi represents a Lashon of Tzar. As a matter of fact, there are those that say Vayihi has in it two words, Hoy and Vay, which are, you know, are Lashonis of lamentation. So it also has an Inyan of Tzar for Nadav and Avihu. The Aruch Chaim HaKodesh says a different reason why there was a feeling of Tzar over here. The Tzar was felt by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Chazal tell us that the Emes Moshe Rabbeinu, as the leader of Klal Yisrael, as the greatest person in Torah in Klal Yisrael, he really should have been the Kohen Gadol. But Chazal say, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to begin with, sent him on his mission to Paran, to Mitzrayim, because he kept on refusing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became upset with him, and he took away the Kohuna Gedoyla from Moshe. Hakam Moshe Rabbeinu also had a dinner of a Kohen, because he was Mishamish B'Kohuna during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. But the family right of Kohuna was taken from Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was given over to Aaron and his sons. So Vayihi over here is a Lashon of Tzar from Moshe Rabbeinu. Here he had the office of the Kohuna Gedoyla for him and for his children, Lidor Dairus, and it was taken away and it was given to Aaron and his sons. Zokta Rechaim HaKadosh, Bederach Klal. When someone has to give over Gedula to someone else, it's terrible pain and a terrible jealousy involved. The Gemara tells us in the Sechtes Menachos that when Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, there was tremendous jealousy and tremendous fighting between his two sons, Chonyo and Shimi. And it caused tremendous, tremendous turmoil in Klal Yisrael. Hundreds of years later, towards the end of Vayesheni, there was literally a civil war in Klal Yisrael between the two sons of Yanai HaMelech, that's Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. There was a tremendous civil war, and that war is what led the Romans to get their feet stuck into Eretz Yisrael, and Memela, that was really the beginning of the end of that war. What was the fight over? The Kohuna Gedoyla. So you can imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu had said, if that's the case, when someone has to give over Malchus, or he has to give over a position to someone else, number one, he's not going to do it that quickly. He'll delay, he'll take his time till he finally gives it over. Number two, he's not going to give over all of the rights right away. He'll give it like piece by piece. It's hard for him to part with it. And number three, he's not going to do it baradim right away, because the minute he announces it, that means it's it. It's finished. Zoktan's the Torah over here, by Yom HaShmini. With day rise of the eighth day, Bezrizus, Moshe Rabbeinu came, Korah Moshe La'aron u'levonov. Not only did he give over the kuna to Aaron, but he gave him over the full rights even to his children. Well, the Zikne Yisrael was in front of all of this, came of Klal Yisrael. He was mefarsim all of this. So not only did he do it bezrizus early on the eighth day, and not only did he give it over completely to Aaron and to his children for Dar Dairus, but he did it right away to Pirsum or the Zikne Yisrael. This was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hagav, it was painful for him to lose the kuhuna, both for himself and for his children, but he overcame his own feelings, and he gave it over bezrizus and all of the schusim and in front of the Zikne Yisrael. Vayomer el Aharon, And he told Aaron, "Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatos, take for yourself a young calf as a carbon chatos." Va'ayil le'oila tamimim, and he ran for a carbon oila. Va'hakriv l'fnei Hashem. Zok Rashi, what is this inyan of the egel? Why did Aaron have to bring an egel? Zok Rashi, lo'hidia shemechaper le'akodesh baruch hu al yidei egel ze al ma'isa ha'egel she'osa. To teach me that by bringing this egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a kapara for the egel which he made. The emissaries Chazal said that originally Aaron didn't want to come close. He was afraid. Tanaim Simen Uziel says that the Mizbeach with its horns looked like, it appeared to him like an egel with horns. It reminded him of the Cheta Egel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, by bringing this egel, it'll be a kapara for the Cheta Egel. So my Rebbe, Rav Isaac Osbern Zatzal, asked the question, the Chayra smashed from over here that there was a kapara gemura for the Cheta Egel. But the Chayra, this contradicts the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, why is it that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur, the Big Day Lavan? Why didn't he go the Big Day Zohar? Because Ein Kategor Nasa Saneder. Because the gold reminds HaKadosh Baruch of the Cheta Egel, and the Meir is a Mekatreg, and Ein Kategor Nasa Saneder. Says Mashma from over here, that there's still a Kittrit for the Cheta Egel. And from Rashi over here, it's Mashma, there was a Kapara. From that Gemara, it's Mashma, that the Cheta Egel is still around, and there's a Makam of the Kittrit. So my Rebbe answered that there's a difference between Aaron and the Bnei Yisrael. I saw some of the Farshim say it as well. Rashi over here is talking about the Kapara for Aaron, for his Chelik in the Cheta Egel. For that, there was a Kapara Gemura. Oh, but for the Bnei Yisrael, there wasn't a Kapara Gemura. Aaron had to be involved in the Cheta Egel because he had to keep on pushing them off and pushing them off and pushing them off. And Aaron was really an Oinus or a Shege. His Kavana was not to really make the Egel. Oh, but the Bnei Yisrael, they did it Baratz. So for Aaron, there was a Kapara Gemura. For the Bnei Yisrael, there is no Kapara Gemura. And the Gemara Taka says, Beferish in Sanhedrin, Dav Kuf Bezom et Aleph. It says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Ein Lecha Kol Paranias, She'ein Ba Mecheta Egel. You don't find any time that there's a tragedy that occurs in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have some sort of a remnant of a remembrance from the Cheta Egel. She'nemar, as it says in the Pasuk, when I remember, I will include this Aveira with their other Aveiras. And this is why the Kohen Gadol cannot go in with Naibu Lefnim, because it reminds Hashem of the Bnei Yisrael's Chet. The Kohen Gadol, in addition to his own being a Yachid, but Mokam Aaron, but he also represents the Bnei Yisrael. The Mele, even though Aaron HaKohen's Chet was Mechuper, but for the Bnei Yisrael, there was still a Shemes of a Chet. But he remains with the question. Isaac Osman says, I remains with the question for it. It says later on that the Bnei Yisrael also brought an egel. So the same egel that Aaron brought, the Bnei Yisrael brought. It's mashma l'chayra that the kapara was the same. So why should there be a difference? Why, if there's a kapara for him, there should be a kapara for them. And if you see that Takid is an ein kategor nasa saneger, so then for Aaron HaKohen also there shouldn't have been a kapara gemur. So it would seem to me that them says there was a kapara gemura for both of them. The afal pikein, there was a little bit of a caveat, there was a little bit of a remnant left over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechaper al tnai, but al tnai that we feel remorse and we feel embarrassment for the aveira. Because now we feel embarrassment for the aveira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaper. But whenever we lose that embarrassment for the aveira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the cheta egel. He says, Memeila, if you notice the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, gold itself is not a problem. There was gold in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Orin, the Kruvim were all made out of gold. That didn't seem to be a problem of Ein Kategor Nasa Saneger. It's the Chayte, the Odom, coming in and wearing Big Day Zohar. That's a lack of embarrassment on the part of the Chayte. How could you adorn yourself with gold when that was Kufa, a Chaluk of your Chayte? So not being embarrassed, that is what the problem is in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kapara there was Saif of the Bnei Yisrael and Saif Aaron HaKohen. B'yoyin Pakoy Pakarati means when the Bnei Yisrael start doing Averis again, that shows they're not embarrassed because of the original Averis either. Because a person that's embarrassed of Averis, he stays away from any Averis. So that's why the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he has to show that remorse and show that embarrassment. And the Me'ilah Hashem will stay away from any Kitrug of Averis. If in later generations the Bnei Yisrael do aveiros, it's a sign that they're not that afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that initial embarrassment was lost. I remember the Chet HaEgel also. I remember hearing Rabbi Dr. Tursky once spoke about he has a medical center for alcoholics and for addicts. So he said over the following mice. He said over that there was a woman there that was a alcoholic for a long time, and she went off of alcohol for a very long time. She kept it mamish bitkifus. One day she got into some fight with her husband. She got upset. She came home, and in her being upset, she climbs up. Favor was an old bottle of whiskey she had hidden in the corner. She took it and she took a drink. After she takes a drink, she says, "Oy, what did I do?" And she immediately stuck her finger down her mouth and vomited it out. And she left a note for her husband that she's totally embarrassed. She's shocked that she could lose herself and sink to such a low to drink again. She left the house. She didn't return for who knows how long. That was the embarrassment, and that was the remorse she felt for being over on something that she had kept for a long time. So I remember him saying then that halavai, we would feel that kind of embarrassment when it comes to our aveiros. We should feel such a busha. We should feel such a charev. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants over here. The emes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taka mechaper for the chet ha'egel. But it's a kapara with a tonight. I want you to feel embarrassment. The mail on Yom Kippur, there's gold all around. But you should not come in, because you mitzvah yourself, you have to feel that embarrassment. But if you don't feel the embarrassment, then you got a problem. That could become the biggest mekatek for you. So Mary the Gemaisa, I happened to write it this week in the Ated, Mary the Gemaisa, Rabbi Tzal Zolti, Zatzal, the Rav of Yerushalayim, he told over Roshon Shvadron Zatzal, that once on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, I think it was the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, one year, he walked into a Beis Medrash. And he sees Rav David Baharan from the great Tzaddikim of Yerushalayim. Rav David Baharan, he's sitting and crying like a baby. So he asked him, "What happened? Can I help you?" And he found she was beside himself. He says, "What's the Kishen, Rav?" He says he picked up his esrik and lulav and he made a bracha, and the hadassim fell out. In the middle of the chash, then he made a bracha levatala. So he's afraid he made a bracha levatala. He was crying. By him, it was zikr, it was a bracha levatala. You have to have everything in the hands at once. So Sal Zolti tried comforting him. He said, "You know, there's shitas that say that you don't have to pick up all four at the same time. If you take one after another, you could also be yaitzah." He thought he would comfort him with that. But no. He started crying. He says, "No, we don't pass him like that," and whatever. He was mamash sighed himself. He made a bracha levatala. So Sal Zolti told this over to Rosh Shadron made a tremendous impression on him. A few years later, Shalom, I think it was 4 years later, Shalom walks into the same Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed Sukkos the first day, and he sees Rav David Baharan crying. So he walks over to him, he says, Vosses, he didn't want to say. And again he asks him, Vosses. He says, 4 years ago, on this day, I made a bracha levatala on the Dalet Mina. Philip Plan. So Shalom made a mental note that next year I have to come back again and I want to see if he's going to cry. He came back again the next year, and sure enough, on that day he was crying. So this time he didn't have to ask him why he was crying. That's at Heichan HaDvarim HaGiyim, that a person, if he died, it was over on an Aveira, and that's how much it bothered him, that years later, on that day he cried. Because once, how much do we think about the brachas that we make, and how many times maybe there is a bracha about Tala, and a bracha she'enet tzricha. But that's at Heichan HaDvarim HaGiyim, the busha that he felt on his Aveira. Vayikhu b'nei Aharon Nodav Aviyu Ishmach Tosa. The sons of Aharon, Nodav and Aviyu, they took their fire pans. Vayitnu b'hen Eish, they placed fire in them. By Yisimu Lehaktayres, they placed the incense. By Akrivu Fnei Hashem Eish Zora, they brought a strange fire. Ashaloi Tzivo Yisam, that Hashem did not command them. By Teitzei Eish Mul Fnei Hashem, and a fire came out from Hashem. By Toichal Yisam, by Yamushul Fnei Hashem. What exactly was the chait of Nadav ben Adir? There are many different shitas over here, what their Aveira was. The Safra says, that's the Midrashim on Vayikra, that Nadav ben Adir made a mistake, that they brought their own k'tayrus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A place where it's usher, even for the Kohen Gadol, to go in, except for Yom Kippur, they brought k'tayrus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on this day. That was their chait. It's mashma like that. Pashas achrei mois bekarvosim lufnei Hashem vayamusu. They came in front of Hashem. It's the kodesh akadoshim. Is mashma vayamusu, and they were nifter. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechaya, they say that this pshat is a very shver pshat, because why in the world would Nadav and Avi do something like that? Even if their father, the Kohen Gadol, was not commanded to go into the kodesh akadoshim only on Yom Kippur, so why in the world would they do something like that? Norvos, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechaya learned differently. They learned that they brought k'tayres on the Mizbeach HaZohar when they weren't commanded to do so. So it wasn't as great an Aveira, and Memela, because they weren't commanded to do so, Memela, that was the time on them. Rashi over here brings down the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that says that even though a fire used to come down in Hashemayim to consume the korbanos, they decided that they were going to bring a fire in Ahedit, which indeed is the case every other day in the Mishkan. Hagam, the fire comes down in Hashemayim, mitzvah v'hagim in Ahedit, it's a mitzvah to bring fire from down below to participate in the burning of the carbon. But they were not told to do that today. And they passed in the halacha b'fnei Rabbah. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu if they should do so. And they went ahead and they did it on their own. Because they were Moira halacha b'fnei Rabbah, Memela, and they weren't commanded to do so, Memela, that is why they were nifter over here. Rabbi Shmuel says that they came in Shuyayayim. It's also for a kohen to do avodah when he's inebriated, when he's under the influence of alcohol. And they came in, they were shtuya yayin, and memela, that is why the fire consumed them. Spasemis asks a question, what's taka the pshat? What's taka the pshat? Why did they come in shtuya yayin? For what reason? It's not l'vichvayda, even if not niyach, that they weren't commanded on this isra and talicht, was this a shayla, if they were already commanded now, and the Torah just mentions it later, or they were first commanded later. But even so, even if they weren't mamish commanded to do so, but you don't appear in front of the king and inebriated. The basic covet, you know, dictates, the basic derecheres dictates they shouldn't come and serve Hashem while they're under the influence of alcohol, even if Anissa was not yet said. So what was Taka their cheshbon? Zoktis Vasemes, that wine could be something that Taka brings a person to the Avera. But we also know, nichnas yayin yotza sayit, that when a person drinks, and he drinks the way he should, the penius of the person comes out, the simcha of the person comes out, his inner feelings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come out. Their cheshbon was, they wanted to come into the Beis HaMikdash and do their avodah with a tremendous penius, with a tremendous machshavah, and with tremendous simcha. The problem was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell them to do that. That again goes into the klal, Asher lo tziva isam. They did what they weren't commanded to do. And the male, that was the time on. There's other midrashim on the chait of Nadav Avihu. One man domer says, and this is very hard to fathom, that Moshe and Aaron would walk, and Nadav and Avihu would walk behind them. And they would say, Mosai Yamusu Aysen Zikanim, when are those elders going to be nifter, and we will take over? Philip Plum, talking about Kedoshe Elyon, to say that they were so power hungry, that they were waiting for Moshe, their uncle, and for Aaron, their father, to be nifter, that's Philip Plum, what's the pshat in that? There's another medrash that says that they were Mesu Al Shloi Nosu Noshim, because they never got married. Weren't Makanda Mitzvah Pruah Ravu. So Aksam Seifer says that these two last reasons are Tali Zebizah. It's not the pshat that they were waiting for Moshe and Aaron to be nifta so that they should take over. That's not the pshat. They knew that eventually they were going to take over. Moshe Elvira means, who knows when they're going to be nifta? We don't know. And when they're going to be nifta, we're going to have to take over. And in order to be the leaders of Klal Yisrael, we have to be prepared for that. So they did not want to take on the burdens of raising a family. That's why they didn't get married, because they have to spend their time preparing to take over the mantle of leadership of Klal Yisrael. So the two reasons are totally zeh v'zeh. Their kavana was l'shem shemayim, they could kavana over here. Not for something. They wanted Moshe and Aaron to be nifter. They're saying, who knows when they're going to be nifter? We're going to take over. How are we going to be prepared? Memeo, they did not get married. They didn't want to have children. They didn't want to have a family. That was the time on them. You know, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you don't go into the cheshbonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do what you're commanded to do. And this all goes under the cheshbon of Asher Lo Yitziva Eisan. I once heard from Rav Shalom Shvadron that it also is nichlul in the words Vayakrivu Lufnei Hashem Eish Zara. They brought a strange fire in front of Hashem. This fire represents the fire of their bren, his lahavas, to do their avayda. But it was a strange fire. This is not the kind of fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. You have to do what you're commanded to do, not to make up chiyuvim and minhagim on your own. I remember when I was a boy, so my brother and I used to take music lessons, accordion lessons. My brother ended up becoming a big star. You know, he's a tremendous musician. And I, you know, I knew a little bit how to play, but nothing much became of my musical talents. So I remember one week, we both came to our teacher. A guy, his name was Mr. Dahl, old Italian. And to watch him and my brother play together was like a thing of beauty. Such a thing of beauty. I sat there just watching, and I was a nice spectator. But anyway, so I remember we both had to practice a piece. My brother was given a piece that he had to practice, and I was given a separate piece. I decided I wanted to do my brother's piece. I practiced it well, you know. I come to the teacher that week, and I, you know, he said, "No, let me see you do what you're supposed to do." I started playing my brother's thing. I played not bad. I expected I would get a yashikoya kafaldi. Did he give it to me over the head? Did he give it to me? I didn't tell you to practice that. I told you to do what you're supposed to do. You stick to the instructions. Don't do what you're not told to do. You know, that was his piece and this is your piece and finished. I learned the lesson there. You know, you got to do what you're supposed to do, not what somebody else is supposed to do. You know, to be sometimes gewaltige Sachen. Here I was expecting, you know, mamish gewaltige compliments. I got it over the head. You know, you have to do Lahavdol, of course, we're talking about now over here in Yonim Shevik Dushas Kal V'Chomer over there. You cannot deviate from what the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The Seir HaKatos and the Seir HaKatos Dorosh Dorash Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu inquired with insistence. V'hinei Seirach, behold, it was burnt. V'yitzoif ala Lozer Vali, Somer B'nei Aharon HaNei Sorin. Lamar, he got angry at Elozer and Isomer, the Bnei Aaron that were left, that remained, saying, "Madur lo yachaltem es hachatos b'mkayim haKodesh? Why didn't you eat the chatos in the Mokum Kodesh? Ki Kodesh Kedoshimi. Why did it get burnt up? Why didn't you eat it?" They timed it, they were oinin, and they weren't allowed to eat it. So I heard a beautiful vort, and the Sivas Shalom says that the words, "Madur lo yachaltem es hachatos b'mokam hakodesh," is Rishitavis mole ahava. Madua loy achalte mem lamed aleph es hachatos b'mokam hakodesh ahava mole ahava. What does that mean to tell us? That even though Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them teichochet, and even though he seemed to be upset with them, but it wasn't stam that he got angry without a tam. In the teichochet, there was mole ahava. And that's a lesson for all of us, you know, as parents, as machanchim. You know, you give teichochet, it has to be molei ahav. It can't be out of anger, and it can't be, even though Moshe Rabbeinu displayed anger over here. Says by Yitzchak, but even in the ketzef, there was molei ahav. He only did it out of love. And he understood that they were able to handle this teichochet in the manner in which he was giving it. Sometimes people need a little bit of you know, tough love as well. Right? So even the Vayikzev over here was Malay Ahav. I saw Rav Elia Lopian, Mamish, besides being a Goyin in Musar and a Goyin in Midas, he was a master Maychiach. So there was a Bacher in his yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He said that this Maisa made a tremendous Reishim on him. It brought about a tremendous Shinui in him. So Rav Elia was already in his 80s. He used to come to the dormitory to wake up the Bacher. So I went from room to room. I mean,
Mashgiach, from the Gedolei Hador, you know, you would think that it's beneath his covet to come into the dormitory to wake Bachram up. Name, he went from room to room, from bed to bed, waking up each Bachram. So he comes to one of the Bachram's rooms. He tells him it's already 6:30, it's time to get up, davening is very soon. So the Bachram sees it's still 6:30, he figures he'll turn over and get a few minutes, you know, a few more minutes of sleep, and he'll get up, maybe he'll come a little bit late. Rebellion walked out of the room. Gets her the few minutes, you know how it is when you close your eyes for a few minutes, it ended up that it was past 8 o'clock, he totally missed davening. And he's still asleep. Rebellion comes back to his room, and he sees what time it is, it's like 8:30 already. So the Chayyur Rebellion should have gotten angry at him. He said, you know, here it is that he blatantly was over on the words of the Mashgiach, Yidak Godel, that lowers himself to come to his bed, and he blatantly ignored it. So Rebellion tells him, if you don't get up now, you're going to miss breakfast. You know, that was it. That was his entire Teichacha. Didn't tell him, what are you doing? You're laying in bed. What's with you? He says, you know, if you stay a little bit longer, you're going to miss breakfast also. You don't want to miss breakfast. That was his way of giving him teichacha. That's the mole ahava. When you give teichacha, no matter which way it is, there's different drachim of teichacha. You know, the altar from Slavovka sometimes could be as tough as nails, and sometimes he was soft. But the tzara shava was, it was mole ahava. That's the teichacha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over here to Elazar and Isamar. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.